Hello, and welcome to Lee, Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch. Brought to you by the Open Door Centre. Hi and welcome to Volume 3 of Lee, Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch. To bring us into the show this week, we had The Flaming Lips with Race for the Prize from the classic The Soft Bulletin, which was released in 1999, I think. So we've got a jam-packed show for you this month. As per usual, you've got your Lee, Nick and Dave bringing the ranch to you. That's me, Lee Pennington, manager of the Open Door Centre.
Nicholas Otegi, basic all round messer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
Dave Miller, I'm a volunteer at the Open Door Centre.
Yeah. Good stuff. And all round music.
Geek is fine. I know geek.
Statistician.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
As a few of our listeners may well have picked up on with our new feature, Dave's Track of the Day, which has been a regular since starting.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it, and it's going to keep going whether or not you like it.
Yeah, keep it coming. They do like it. Yeah.
Oh, good. No, good job.
Don't use.
It's been fantastic. You know, it gives you a bit of an insight into the world of Lee Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch outside of what you hear each month.
And the way my brain works in general, really.
And the way that Dave works. We've got a jam-packed show this week. We've got Liverpool, Merseyside's premier surf rockers, Beach Skulls, coming into the sound check. Very excited about that, aren't we, Nick?
Good lads, yeah, brilliant. Met them at a Bird's EP launch, I think, around September. Good band, great lads. Good sound as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, two-piece drums and guitar.
Really good.
Surf rock.
Really distinctive, like a Lingay thing going on, like, and something not many other people are doing, like, but yeah.
So they played Astral Coast, didn't they?
They played Astral Coast, the local music festival that last year, yeah, and, you know, really pulled a, you know, fantastic performance, and we'll have some more news coming in the next couple editions of the Melody Ranch about Astral Coast as well, 2013. And a very special project which we're going to be running in the weeks leading up to the festival. So, yeah, good, nice one for bringing that one up. And I'll be sure to keep you informed about that one. This month's playlist theme is what?
Well, it's body parts. If you might have noticed on the track of the day, I was trying to gently hint at it, and it's going to basically it'll make sense as we go through again. But body parts. Head, shoulders, knees, toes, that sort of thing.
Nothing rude.
Nothing rude, no. We kind of rise above that sort of thing.
Yeah, we'll avoid the smut. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
At least on the clean version.
Nothing blue. So that leads us nicely into our second song. So going back to, you know, the first song, Flaming Lips. And the second song is a classic by one of my personal favourites, Oasis. It's from the Beer Now album, and it's called My Big Mouth. Hey, that was the Marvelous Oasis with My Big Mouth. Well, for me personally, probably my favourite Oasis song, if I'm honest. And a song that I only ever, the only time I must have seen Oasis about 10 times, something like that. And they've only ever played that once when I've been there. That was in the Echo Arena in Liverpool. Yeah.
Co-op.
Yeah, it was mega. It was just there. To me, it's the type of song that sums up everything good about Oasis.
It's kind of an interesting choice in terms of it being like off the EBA Now album.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the best received of the albums.
No, well, at the time it was, wasn't it?
That's true. You see, like, I was looking on some websites about, I think, Select magazine.
Yeah.
Just recently, yeah. And it was like they did a 5-star review of it back in like 97. Yeah. But obviously, then, like, the media sort of like retrospectively kind of went back on it and said, oh, now we hate it now.
Yeah.
Which is.
They were the biggest bands in the world, weren't they, when they released that album?
Yeah,
the big boys. Like, the boys are back in town. They'd done all that TV programme on ITV before they launched the album. Right. So they, I'm a massive fan of Oasis, you know, as a kid. They were the band to look up to and got me into being into the bands.
Same here, you know, it's the whole reasons why I started making music. Yeah. You know, go back to, like, the beer now thing. I think a lot of the criticism... that's aimed its way now is down to, in no small part, the way that Noel Gallagher speaks about it. He says, you know, it's a joke, it's, you know, he's not into it and that.
Like, well, he sort of made his mind up about it.
Yeah. And people have, although it's, you know, it's not as good as What's the Story, and it's not as good as Definitely Maybe.
Well, how would you put it next to, like, the later albums? Because they obviously, at least three or four, didn't they, since then? Since being out. Noughties.
I think, sometimes I think it's, the production is... massive. There's about 32 guitars on some track.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think within that framework, it is like it's OTT.
It sort of went with the whole. They were meant to be sort of totally like hedonistic at the time, weren't they? Like,
yeah,
really,
to put it politely.
Like, to put it politely, absolutely. Yeah, just kind of coked up out of the mind.
Yeah. I know. Marilyn Manson said it's his favourite Oasis album because of the
that
whole.
That surprises me. I didn't realise Marilyn Manson was Oasis fan, but fine.
There's a mad story about Noel and Liam when they were recording in America. They went to a Marilyn Manson gig, like.
I can't imagine that either, to be honest.
Because they got invited, because I think it was Twiggy Ramirez, the bass player. They got invited by him and that, like, and Marilyn Manson loves him as well, you know. As I say, that's his favourite album because the whole circus that went with it.
Yeah.
They went to this gig in LA and I think everything went mad. I think it was Kaniki out of Greece.
Yeah.
They ended up at a party back after the gig and Kaniki from Greece pulled a knife on him and that, like, said he was going to... kill him and that, like, but
okay, funny.
So yeah, that's
hedonistic.
Quite an anecdote, yeah. Exactly.
So where were they when they were watching Manson that day?
I think it was in LA. I think LA. Yeah, they were in West Coast America.
It's quite apt then, right? Because we want to move on with the West Coast. The boys here, the Beach Boys. I'd try my best.
Yeah.
But this is God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Without you, if you should ever leave. wants to go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. And God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be.
Right, so that was the Beach Boys with God Only Knows. We should note that although there wasn't actually a body part, just kind of think about it, it was kind of a pun. With every edition of the Melody Rants, we hope to have some horrendous puns, and that was this month's horrendous pun. So God Only Knows. But obviously that was a beautiful track, one of the finest the Beach Boys ever came up with. I've got to say, in terms of how you guys were talking about Oasis, I sort of feel a similar way about the Beach Boys. Yeah. Really, particularly my kind of group of friends and kind of the bands I was in, was treated almost like you know, Pet Sounds and Smiled, kind of treated a bit like sort of sacred texts.
Yeah.
I kind of think,
why not though? Yeah, it's one to the tier two, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just something to like sort of look up to at least. Mm. And obviously, you kind of know you're never going to quite sort of match that kind of songwriting in terms of like the sort of sophistication and the depth, but
it's like classical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, we were in the Sound City office the other day.
Yeah,
they have a lot of music on, new music, old music, a lot of different music. You never hear the same track twice in a week, let alone each day. But there was a playlist and the Beach Boys come on, and everybody just happily let it play over and over and over again. I think it's its third time before someone went, oh, kids, we've had this on too much now, because you know, it's never intrusive, is it?
It's the definition of like perfect pop. A lot of ways.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect mixture. It's a certain style, because a lot of the harmonies was like standard, like, you know, vocal group sort of stuff, wasn't it? But applied to, like, you know, rock and roll, like pop.
Yeah, exactly, songwriting. Yeah. Initially, it was like, I think it was the Four Freshmen. She was an American band who he was, like Brian Wilson was mad into. And he kind of mixed it with the rock and roll and the surf influences.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of stuff. And then obviously, he just kind of went off into the sort of. Into the clouds with his like sort of Pet Sounds, Smilo kind of thing. But obviously, there's a long story of Brian Wilson. We haven't got time to get into it today, probably. But he's a very interesting figure. I think we mentioned him previously in the when we were talking about music and mental health. He was someone who obviously he had to overcome a lot of stuff.
Over the time,
and not just in terms of drugs and alcohol, but also he's someone who's struggled with mental illness himself. Yeah. So he's kind of our kind of guy. He's someone who's just. He managed to be able to come through that kind of stuff, and he can still operate, and goes to show, but you can still do in spite of mental illness. Exactly, yeah, you can get back to doing what you do best, really. That was, but yeah, absolutely, Brian, and that was a. And we're going to move on next to another sort of inimitable legend. We've got the Beefheart.
A local
favourite, yeah. The Captain.
The Captain.
We're going to play a track off the Clear Spot album, which I imagine locally people will be aware of. But
More so than anywhere, I think.
I would say so, yeah. You know? He's got a real following around here, hasn't
he? Big time.
Yeah.
A lot of bands inspired by
exactly.
Beefheart.
Yeah, definitely. And I think in terms of... the problem is, I know a lot of people at school, you kind of, you're looking through like the old albums and going over sort of like the kind of the canon of popular music, and people say, oh, here's Trout Mask Replica. I've heard about this. Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
They put it on and they they start throwing up or something.
It's just like
they can't, like, so it doesn't sort of compute. It's just and that's the problem with Beefheart, because a lot of people might get put off by that. And I think that's what I was going to say about Clear Spot, and also the first album, Safe as Milk, they're like really good ways into his music.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's
so I think if there's any like neophytes out there for Beefheart, don't start the heavy stuff. Just start with something like Clear Spot.
Go easy on yourself, man.
Yeah. Exactly, that's the best way to put it, absolutely. Because Trout Mask is called like free jazz, extreme and stuff.
Yeah.
This album's like Clear Spot and Safe as Milk, they're really kind of, they're much more accessible. There's still elements of weirdness to them, but and that's kind of makes them sort of still beefier albums, but still really, really kind of it's more accessible, as I say, more sort of recognisable pop structures, yeah, and stuff definitely. Like that. So the track we're gonna do is it's not a very typical beefier track because it's quite soft and quite pretty in many ways. It's a song called Her Eyes Are Blue a Million Miles, and it's off the Clear Spot album from 1972.
She looks at me, in her eyes I see the sea. I don't see what she sees in a man like me. She says she loves me. Her eyes, yeah, her eyes. Her eyes are a blue million miles.
Okay, we're just going to go straight into our next song now, and then we're going to head over to the Sound Shack where Nick's with the fabulous Beat Schools. This next song is a great, fairly modern song, 2004. It's by Interpol and it's called Slow Hands.
Sweet. what you've done to my heart. And so this is a wasteland now. We spies, yeah, we slow hands. You put the weights all around yourself. We spies, oh yeah, we slow hands. Killer for hire, you know not yourself.
So that was Interpol with Slow Hands there, and now we're going to move on to the soundtrack part of the show. And this evening we are very pleased to bring in the Beach Skulls. You all right, gents?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. So do you want to introduce yourselves, who you are and what you play?
I am Ryan. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jordan, and I play the drums.
That's right. Pleased to meet you, and do you want to give our audience a bit of an insight into Beach Skulls, what you're about, what you play, you know, your veil on your own?
Yeah, well, we're mostly inspired by 50s and 60s sort of Americano shit, aren't we?
Yeah, like surfing.
Surfing, rockabilly and stuff.
That kind of thing.
We're a two-piece when we play live, but we do add some other instrumentation.
Yeah, when he's recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so were any interesting shows you played recently?
Most recent one, we played at Zanzibar with Auction Thieves and the Thespians and Dirty Rivers.
Last week, was it?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah, it was quite good. It wasn't like, it wasn't packed to the rafters, but there's enough people there to have a good time and that, so
yeah.
It was top, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's always nice.
It's the first show we've done in a while as well, because coming to the end of 2012, we were absolutely ramshackled with shows like every 2 weeks and stuff.
Yeah.
Then it cooled down over Christmas, which was a nice break to...
bit of breathing space, you can write stuff, can't you? Stuff, can't you?
And then, so it's nice to get back into stuff.
Yeah. A better studio sound as well, isn't there? Like with the small room and the really good,
loud.
But yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's brilliant for that,
for
Santa, isn't it?
Yeah, man, they're not afraid to turn it up.
It was weird as well because we did our first show literally. In about 3 weeks, it'll have been about a year ago.
Yeah, man.
Zanzibar.
So, yeah,
year on.
Yeah, nice to call, yeah. Full circle.
What a year it's been like, you know, from being a fan myself and, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, man, it's been cool.
It's been a top thing just to do, and, you know, just doing it on the side there.
Yeah,
the
man, it's just like fucking hanging out with your mate and making men. I mean, it's like,
we
just have the crack and then we listen to music and it's like, yeah, that's a cool track.
Like, literally, we hardly even... practice, right? Really, we just hang and shit.
You can't say that.
We just play music and just record shit, and then we see how it all comes out, and then that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's like, man, creativity on the fly.
That's it, yeah. I mean, we don't want to take anything too seriously. We just try and get stuff written and record it and just live it, sort of.
Yeah,
have
to crack, don't you?
Brilliant. Well, come on to our first track. What do you want to play for us this evening?
Yeah.
Meet Me at the Beach House.
Yeah, Meet Me at the Beach House, our current.
That's the single, isn't it, man?
Single, yeah.
Right, we'll take it away, lads.
I was freaking when you saw me on the beach. I was looking when you caught my eye. So don't worry, baby, you can count on me. Would you believe me if I said that I think you're cold?
chiller, we can freak it out now. Come on, baby, meet me at the beach house. We can chiller, we can freak it out now. You're a babe, oh, and I'm a little shadow. You was looking when I caught your eye. Catch a wave, catch its hand, I'll freak it out now. Would you believe me if I said that I think you're cool?
Thank you very much. That was Meet Me at the Beach House from our very special guest, the Beach Skulls. So, wasn't this a single recently, chaps?
Yeah, that's right, man. A single out on Jesus Crush Records, based in Wrexham and Manchester now. Yeah,
but it's, you know, it's out of cassette, but it's free to get online.
Yeah, where can we find that online if you want to go on?
If you just type in Beach Skulls, it should be one of the first things to come up. It'll be in our band camp there.
Yeah.
And
oh, if you go,
I'm not sure if it's
Oh, you can go through the Tumblr or the Facebook. I mean, it's not in the Bandcamp because we had before there was like a pre-order with the cassette, and then we were gonna say, just come to the show and you get a cassette kind of thing.
Because we don't want to sell. We didn't want to sell them all straight away.
Yeah, man.
Online, so we thought it's nice to have some at shows.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So where can people buy the cassette now?
Pretty much only at shows.
Unless you're from America or something like that. We're not going to say get down to Liverpool now, right now.
Some people who've messaged us like, oh, I really want one.
All you Florida cats, start booking planes now. Get over here.
There's a really good video for it as well. I saw the other day, like for the tune.
Yeah, man, that was a great one.
It was a laugh. Yeah, we just had the song on in the background and just did stuff, play guitar and had a dance around and stuff, and then.
Yeah,
put it all together.
It was a good crack with Josh and that.
Yeah, Josh Patmore made it. Charlotte Patmore, his sister, helping out. Mm-hmm. And that was good.
Where did you just record it again?
Above, it was in the practice room above Mellow, you know, Mellow.
Oh, sorry, the single itself.
Oh, the single itself?
Yeah, man, yeah.
I thought I meant the video.
Mellow.
On my phone, mate. No, last year we won a competition, Merseyrail Unsigned competition, which we were dead happy about. And the prize for that competition was a weekend at Rockfield. So we went there and we recorded 5 songs, and this was one of them, that and the B-side. And
don't forget about the nice glass thing we got as well, then.
What?
The little glass trophy we got as well.
Oh, and we got a nice little glass trophy.
Yeah, let's be honest, I'm going down to Rockfield as a prize for any musician. If none of you are aware of Rockfield, studio's been going from the 60s. It's a museum of classic rock and roll. Everyone artists ever has recorded there. It's brilliant, soaked in history. Amazing bands. Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, Oasis, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, tons and tons. Yeah,
the Black Sabbath record there as well, I think.
Yeah. When we were talking before, before we were filming, you said a good story about Freddie Mercury, wasn't it? And,
Kingsley, the cool cat who owns the place.
He owns it, yeah.
He came down and he was like, oh, loving your sound. It sounds like Adventures or something.
We just recorded a track, aren't we?
Yeah, we just came out recording Wet, which we haven't released yet, but we'll soon.
And he came out there and he was like, Sound of Adventures, and we were like, just gobsmacked. Yeah, he was like, Sound of Adventures.
I used to be in a band like this myself. And he was saying how he was like...
he played with Gene Vincent and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is, isn't it?
Like about Freddie Mercury, how he, Bohemian Rhapsody was written there, or at least part of it, and like one of some of the lines are like inspired by parts around there.
Yeah, man, it was when he was looking up at like the wind changing
the weather.
Well, I don't know
what
they call
it. It's called the weather vane.
Like, yeah, cockle with a spinning bit.
Yeah, 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 and you can see the direction
like
of the wind.
It's like the line, you know, whichever way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Like,
that's that's where it came from.
That's where it comes from.
Mm.
The origins.
Yeah. All the top stories.
Yeah, surrounded by musical history. It's brilliant town here, so he's enjoyed the town here.
Yeah, man, it was insane.
He's going to release any more stuff from that session.
Well, we've got three. They've got the single out from there, and it's got three B sides, and two of them are recorded there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got two others that we're sitting on.
Yeah.
Is that because they're too good to good enough to be in their own right, or what are we thinking behind that?
They just didn't really. The style of them didn't fit in with this
single. Yeah, man.
But if we've been got an EP or maybe an album, whatever we do next,
get put on there.
They'll be on there.
Right. It's right, so we'll move on to the next track where he's going to play for us now then, boys, and then
to cover by Dan Sartain. Oh, what's the full name?
Cobras Part 3.
Yeah, something like that.
Brilliant, so we'll take
part
it away.
Part 3 of the Cobras series.
Cheers, lads.
When you find yourself alone, and you got no one that you can call your own, and you know, for the first time, girl, you're gonna have to be alone. Those things that he said are gonna fill your head. I'm rewind and play again. And she knows, for the first time, girl, you're gonna have to be alone. And you don't know what it's like to be alone. No, baby, you don't know how it feels to have the cobra snapping at your heels. No, baby, you don't know, you don't. It's gonna hurt you bad, cut sharper than a knife. And your life, it won't be the same. It's gonna pound your brains all night. And you don't know what it's like to be alone. No, baby, you don't know how it feels to have the cobra snapping at your heels. No, baby, you don't know, you don't. You don't know how it feels to be alone like I'm alone. Oh, no.
Cheers, lads, nice one. Right, so we're going to call it a day there for the sound check. But before we get off, Beach Calls, do you want to let us know where we can find you playing next and where we can find you online, etc.?
Yeah, our next planned gig is the 20th of March at Leaf. So that should be nice because Leaf's dead nice.
Yeah, it is indeed. Yeah, that's good.
And you can find us on Facebook under Beach Calls. And you can find us on Tumblr under Beach Calls.
Tumblr's the best one.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? And it's got all the relevant links, you know, on Twitter and on Bandcamp and all that kind of stuff. But if if you Google us, we're all there, it's at the top.
On Twitter, they're posting funny things every now and then.
We'll move into our next track now, and as a fan of the band, I'll let you take it away.
Okay.
Pressure.
Up next.
Pressure.
Oh, I'm breaking up. Oh, I can't. No. Up next is Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Don't you mistrust?
That was Blondie with Heart of Glass. Blondie, fantastic New York band. The next tune we've got for you is by Shuggy Otis. I've got to say, an artist that I'm not really don't really know too much about. Which
we're going to introduce you today, Lee.
Yeah, this is it. He's what all he is.
He's got his album. It was it's kind of one of his hidden gems. It was kind of pretty much unknown until the sort of the early noughties when, you know, David Byrne from the Talking Heads.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He sort of re-released it on his label. It's called Inspiration Information. It's from 1974. It's a really weird mix of like, in some ways it's like psychedelic soul, like, you know, like Sly and Family Stone, Curtis Mayfield, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's all weird bits of jazz. Sort of electronic weirdness and orchestral arrangements as well, and it's just the kind of album that's had a lot of quietly had an influence over the years on people like Stereo Lab, High Llamas, Air, Tortoise. I don't know if you know any of these bands in the first place.
Yeah,
you've heard of the kind of guys who are into all these kind of weird sort of digging through the crates looking for weird records. Another bit of, I know how much we like trivia on the on the ranch, Shuggy Otis, when he was only 15 years old, he played on, I don't know if you're familiar with the Frank Zappa track, Peaches on a Regalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of his better known ones, isn't it? Yeah, and he played bass on that when he was 15. So he was kind of like a wonder kid, that kind of thing.
Frank Zappa's not like the easiest, is it?
Exactly. So he must be able to sort of stand up for himself.
Flying, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So he I think he played on a bunch of like sessions after this album as well. But this is the only album he did on his own, I think. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But the song we're going to play today is called "Out of My Head." I've said that weirdly because it's how it's spelt on the track listing, but it's obviously head for the body parts.
Yeah.
And as I say, it's from 1974.
I thought
and
you
it's,
said hat on my head. And
hat on my head. Yeah, sorry, it's out of my head is what it's meant to say.
Yeah.
And it's from 1974, and it's Shuggy Otis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Out of My Head by Sugi Otis. Hopefully you like that. Anyone hadn't heard it before, and we're interested to hear the album. It's a really great album. Inspiration Information is called. It's on the David Byrne's label, I can't remember what it's called. But if David Byrne likes it, it's good enough for us.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Honestly. Definitely. He's another Melody Ranch favourite, isn't he?
He is, yeah. We had the Talking Heads before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Going to move on now to Echo and the Bunnymen, local favourites, obviously. We've got Lips Like Sugar, keeping in with the theme. It's off the 1987 album, the self-titled, I think, is that right? Yeah, the self-titled album. Yeah, I think it is. It's the last one they did with Pete De Freitas, the drummer, before he was tragically, he was killed in a motorbike accident. What he was actually doing was, he was taking, just a bit of trivia, I don't go into it again, but he was taking some videos of Julian Cope single. The video is a song called China Doll. And he was in it. He was in the video, and he was like dead proud of it. And he was taking them back to Liverpool from, I think, from London, where he was with Julian. And he just got, just pulled out at the wrong time, and he got knocked off, and he was killed. So it was obviously the Bunnymen never quite the same after that. This is off that album. It's probably one of the better Nine Bunnymen songs. I think the guy out of Coldplay, I shouldn't say this, but the guy out of Coldplay, Chris Martin, said it's one of his favourite songs. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Queen?
Yeah,
that's one of mine. So,
I should have said that one of Nick's favourite songs.
Yeah, but I wasn't in Coldplay. Ever. Or will I be?
First time.
He's got some good taste in music from things.
He's on it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Brilliant song, though.
Yeah, his Lips Like Sugar by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah. Christian women, the king of Siam, and my Siamese twin, alone on the river, mirror kissing.
Okay, that was the Rolling Stones with Under My Thumb one of their very, very greatest, like, from Aftermath. It's a great album. I think Mother's Little Helper's on it as well.
That's right.
Strong female references throughout. Yeah. Very typical of Jagger.
There's definite undertones, you know, with
him being a swine.
I think it's the lot of them, isn't it?
Don't underestimate the quiet ones in there, mate.
His name is Charlie Watts, is it?
Although apparently, in Charlie's defence, he's still married to the lady he was always married to early on.
Yeah.
So either she's very forgiving or he's got blinkers.
I think Tom Jones is married to his childhood sweetheart. I think he said he's like, it's an open sort of thing.
Yeah, it's after
one-sided agreement. Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
I think he's made no secret to the fact of his philanthropy.
Yeah.
And
building bridges everywhere.
Yeah. But I think John Bon Jovi as well, he's been married, hasn't he, since he was like...
I can't believe it with John Bon, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spends too much time looking at himself.
Sound, well, on that bombshell, we're gonna wrap up this volume 3 of Lee, Nick and Dave's Melody Ranch. Nice one for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Really like it if you could, you know, keep track of the show. Via the Facebook and the Twitter and our Tumblr page. We're going to be updating that on a very regular basis. You know, we got things like Dave's Track of the Day. We've got relevant stuff from guests we're going to have coming up in the next couple of months, and, you know, relevant sorts of stories about all things Melody Ranch. Talking of things we've got coming up, we've got some pretty major news regarding the Melody Ranch to announce in the coming... in the next couple of editions. There's no set time scale, but we got some big things in the pipeline that we can't wait for you to hear. So watch this space. And thanks very much. Thanks from myself, Lee.
Thanks from me, Nicole.
Thanks from Dave.
And thanks from everyone at the Open Door Centre. If you wanted to know more information about the Open Door Centre or anything, any of our different services, as well as the Melody Ranch, you know, that could be on theopendoorcentre.org. It's all listed there, and again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But nice one for listening.
Yeah, nice one to the Beach Schools as well. Excellent performance.
Oh, yeah, great. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, and what have we got to play us out?
We'll end on one of my favourite bands, being honest. Yeah. The Shins.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's part of one again. Yeah. New Slang.
Great tune. Nice one for listening, and we'll see you there next time. Cheers.
is it done? May the arc of the buns that bleed into the buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? And if you took I did dance like a queen of the ice, so as the rest of our lives were fed well.
Center.